HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello and welcome to the HD Brunch podcast. The weekly companion to your printed copy of HD Brunch, where I, your host Karishma Kunzang from Team Brunch, give you a behind the scenes of what you'll be reading on Sunday. There'll be interviews with the biggest Bollywood celebrities talking about things that matter to them. You'll also get to know a little more about the columns by Veer Sanghvi and Seema Goswami from the columnists themselves. Why should you listen to it? Well, it's one of India's top Sunday magazines. It has the best editors, columnists, and opinion leaders bringing you what's happening around town. Listen on for an additional dose of brunch. This series is available on hdsmartcast.com, India's fastest growing podcast producing platform.
Hey guys, how's it going? So last year when HD Brunch editor and my boss Jamal Sheikh asked me what I thought was a crucial part of any podcast, my first thought was that it should have music. More specifically, indie music by those strewn across cities and towns of our country. Because the amount of talent and the diversity within our country is insane, as is the amount of struggle and effort that these young musicians put in, you know, to spend time doing something that they love, but which doesn't really pay as much if you aren't diving into the commercial scene or the Bollywood scene. And I'm very grateful that since we launched, we featured more than 40 musicians across genres, instruments, and whatever else. So, in celebration of completing 50 episodes last week, we figured why not give you an episode that just contains a whole lot of music. The idea of the podcast germinated with that, at least in my head. So I got along some brilliant musicians who are also close friends, I've seen grow leaps and bounds over the years. And I got them to talk about the turning point in their careers and sing a little something for you. We have saxophone player and composer Abhay Sharma, musician and owner of the Piano Man Jazz Club, Arjun Sagar Gupta, singer-songwriters Kamakshi Khanna, Nisa Shetty and Praptot Singh, as well as musicians Aditya Narayan and Anand Bhaskar. A lineup that's literally music to my ears and very close to my heart. Listen on for more and watch out for a special performance at the end of the episode.
Hi Kamakshi, Nisa, Anand, Arjun, Abhay, Aditya and Praptoj. Firstly, thank you each and every one of you for your music and secondly for being so kind. And congratulations for being a part of the HD Brunch podcast earlier this year. And welcome to the 50th episode. I'm going to begin with Abhay, who was a part of our first episode. And this question goes for the rest of you too. So Abhay, what was the turning point in your career? And could you play us a little something after you're done with your answer? Thank you.
The turning point in my life was actually when I had worked to a point where someone from Bombay approached me to play for them. Like Evan SEL approached me to play for them. Before that, I had kind of no real sort of clout, so to speak, in Delhi or Bombay. And once that happened, I think people started taking me seriously. And then that's when I decided to kind of move on to trying to write my own stuff as well, with Sold Out. And then things didn't really work out with the band. And then I worked out with another band that I made called The Revisit Project. But yeah, before that, kind of people didn't really take me seriously, and which is a little weird. But yeah, I mean, that was the turning point. And yeah, after that, I kind of never looked back and just kept on making music. And I think every day is quite a shocker with respect to learning music. So yeah, every day is a sort of a turn for me because there is so much that I learn from practicing every day. So I think, yeah, these two things quite regularly happen.
How old were you, let me ask? Sorry.
Oh no, we're getting asked age.
How old were you when you talk about this turning point? How old were you then?
Yeah, I was 20. I met them when I was 20 and I toured with them when I was 21. Ek wo US ka tour tha jahan par thoda music kiya to wahan. Uske baad logon ne thoda kiya ki acha theek hai isko baje wale ko lete hain apne
baje wale ko.
Haan, usse pehle thoda mera aisa desi vibes tha, Punjabi vibes. after that, like, people realized the Punjabi school as well. So they kind of hired me as well after that.
Oh.
All right. And can you play a little something for us? Kuch bhi.
You know what? I can actually just sing the next upcoming song that I wrote for the band.
Go for it.
Wow.
I'll just start from the pre-chorus and then you guys can take it from there. I mean, your own songs.
Okay.
Gotcha,
she gives
only time and miles away from me. Staying up and fighting to break free from me. And I was wondering, that love just ain't for me. Sharing blunt simple gig harmony, you see. She keeps me starting, that's a start. She keeps me starting, that's a star. You ever heard of her? You may say she smiles a lot. And she smiles through all the cold train dreams of mine. And she's the master of all the cold train dreams of mine.
I don't sing Western, but
this is this cold train to miles, the miles to cold train thing that you're talking
about. This is the upcoming song that I wrote. It's coming out on Saturday. That's the vibe, and Chesan has sung this one, so I mean, I write but I don't sing western, so that's about it.
All right, next up we have Arjun Sagar Gupta. So Arjun, the many turning points of your life, or like
so many, that like I told you earlier, it 15 degree plus 15 degree eventually became 360. I'm back to where I started, so hi. But I figured out good hair in the last 20 years. That's the only thing I've done.
Come on.
I'm serious, dude. Like, it took me 30 years of my life to get my hair right. I mean, rightish. It's not
right. Listen, we're not talking about hair.
That's my turning point, man. I got my hair right. Do you understand how much confidence that gives?
You do, you.
Okay, no, but as a musician, seriously, beyond your hair.
Huh.
Tell us, was it opening the Pianoman Jazz Club? Was it the day you decided to do it? Was it
No, it was actually, the Pianoman obviously was very significant. The materialization of the Pianoman was very significant. But before that, just getting into the food space itself was, because I'd been in many industries before that, but never food. And I have no education in food, right? I have no background in food. So it kind of just happened. And it was cool. And then everything sort of evolved. Like, and that's the funny thing, like most of, like, everything I've done has just kind of happened. So it isn't like, obviously there's conscious thought and there's effort behind everything. But I think the thumb rule is don't say no to anything. Keep trying. Yeah.
Okay. And what did it feel like when you finally did open the Pianoman Jazz Club and it became the go-to all musicians?
Yeah, the first night of opening the Southern Club, I remember I borrowed my father's driver, Sadhir. I borrowed his scooter and I just wanted to be alone. So I'm in like this three piece, like fancy suit. Ek mera blocker suit tha, jo Macy's mein discount mein khareeda tha, mere parents ne. Beautiful. I used to love it, except I got so fat and I took a big step and it just went, the whole thing tore into like two pieces.
Okay.
But anyway, so at that time when I was still fitter, at night, at whatever, 3-4 in the morning, after wrapping up, I was like, Sviruhai, I'm taking your scooter. I need time. And I just, nice suit, sitting on the scooter alone. It was beautiful. It was just a way to absorb the moment. It was quite beautiful. And in fact, the Pianoman itself is constantly evolving, right? It's been a crazy 2 years. We had some, you know, fun plans before Corona hit, and we're now trying to restructure them and figure out how to take them forward. You either evolve or you act to see. There's no other option.
Right. All right. Play us a little something now.
Okay. Can you hear this?
Yes.
My sunny Valentine. Sweet sonic Valentine. You make me smile with my heart.
You're so unphotographable. Yet you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than free? Is your mouth less free? When you open it to speak, are you small? So don't change your hair, not if you care for me. Stay, little Valentine, stay. Stay, Valentine.
Thank you so much, Arjun, for that. And now I'm going to move on to Kamakshi.
Made me miss the piano man though, hearing that.
I just went back.
It really did. It really did.
Yes, all of us stuck in Bombay except Kamakshi. Okay, so Kamakshi, turning point in your life, and please sing a little something.
I agree with everybody that there's no one like turning point personally. But I think something recently that was really special was me releasing Kareeb. I think it reached a new audience. I think a lot of people got engaged with more than I've ever seen. A lot of people like kind of covered the song, did their own renditions, which was basically a little dream that had come true with that song. And I think just generally all the new music I'm releasing is a turning point for me personally, because it's very different from anything I've done before. It's like me experimenting with new styles and new sounds, and that's the most exciting part. So yeah, I think 2020 somehow was actually a turning point for me personally as an artist. Yeah.
All right. And are you going to sing Kareeb?
I was thinking maybe no.
Okay. Go for whatever.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to play one of my upcoming songs. It's kind of old. I played it at Piano Man a lot. The first time was actually there. I have a very strong memory.
See, this is why you should stay, Arjun.
I'm finally releasing it after I don't know how many years. It's a song called Breathe. Can you guys hear me? Black and white, but now I see the grace that fill my passing days. Every day's a fight, but now I search for the light that was then inside. And I don't know the time, don't know what's mine. Don't see the light. I'm just trying to find peace of mind. I just have to breathe. 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 We're so powerful. Kiss my dreams, sweet goodbye, and I-
screaming, eyes are wide open, but I'm still dreaming. I'm still dreaming. Words are softly spoken, but my mind is still screaming. Mind's still screaming. Eyes are wide open, but I'm still dreaming. I'm still dreaming.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for that.
That was really, 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 really beautiful.
Going to release soon, hopefully this year.
And gonna play on loop. Thank you
beautiful.
So much,
oh Magshi.
Coming to the launch party.
Yes. All right. Now we move on to Nisa.
Hello.
Hi Nisa.
Hi.
Hi. So, turning point in your life, and sing us a little something.
One turning point definitely was in Delhi in 2012. I think there was an audition for a musical called Dirty Laundry. And through that musical, I met so many musicians, including Chayan Adhikari and Chezin and Subhadra and, you know, like this whole Delhi music crowd. That was my first sort of introduction to, and Prabdoj. So that was my introduction to sort of meeting the musicians of Delhi, because I had done school in Missouri and I just stepped into Delhi. I had no idea. And we did this amazing, fun, like musical. And through that musical, I sort of got into the music scene, because I think, I don't know, somehow like Chayan made me do a gig. And then this guitarist, Pranay Gurung, who's amazing. He's almost like a mentor for me. He like was like, hey, you know, you sing, do you want to sing jazz? And like, I just started gigging right after that. So this crazy fun musical was a big turning point for me to start gigging and being a musician on my own, going out there. So yeah, that was just one of many.
I'm sure. Yeah. All right, so sing us a little something, Nisa.
This is a song I am working on. Oh my God, I have a terrible stage fright even now.
It's
called For Her, which is like a song I've written for a lot of women I have seen suffering, and I think it's more relevant as the days go by. So, okay.
That girl on the street, begging for alms, no shoes on her feet. I should have been there for her. That girl on the train, sitting all alone, the night was getting late. I should have been there for her. The man on the scene, he's screaming out, I can't breathe. I should have been there. I should have been there for my sister. I should have been there for my brother. I should have been there for her. I should have been there for her. I should have been there for my mother. We should have been there for each other. I should have been there for her. I should have been there for her. That girl in the magazine, trying to get smaller for the bigger screen. I should have been there for her. That girl in the club left drunk, looking for love, did she get home? I should have been there. I should have been there for my sister. I should have been there for my brother. I should have been there for her. I should have been there for her. I should have been there for my mother. We should have been there for each other. I should have been there for her. I should have been there for her.
Okay. That was like a preview-ish.
Love it. Thank God. You.
I'm so nervous. Hell. Okay.
Please. Oh, God.
Thank you.
All right. And since Nisa mentioned Prabdoj, Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello. So what was the turning point in your career and what are you singing for us today?
The turning point actually, I mean, of course, there were like multiple of them because I am a songwriter, musician, and like also a music producer now. Like the turning point in music would be me joining Kirodimal College because I think that's where it became all serious for me. You know, like I was surrounded by some really good, I mean, great musicians. And like, you know, that sort of impacted me so much that, you know, I wanted to do it more seriously. And along the process, I got like a lot of like musical knowledge and practice at the same time in those 3 years. And if I were to talk about the production, I think, I don't know if Arjun's still on the call, but like he hired me as a sound engineer at Piano Man. And I did that for like around 6-7 months. And I realized I liked it, you know. That's where my interest in sound grew. And then I started, it took me into the production side of things as well. So these are like the two major turning points that I feel, you know, have, you know, really pushed me into where I'm headed. And maybe the biggest turning point, I mean, it's still not there yet, but these two would be like noteworthy mentions. And yeah, I'm going to be singing this rock song that I had released, I think, last year. It's called Lovesick Puppy. And don't ask me what it's about. I mean, it's a very straightforward song. So here it goes.
Follow you when you're walking down the street, and I don't care if you hold my hand or put me on a leash. Just say that I'm your man or your little lovesick puppy. I could wait however long it takes for you to love me, please. So call me in the middle of the night, I will run to you. And ask me if I'd stay the night. You know I'd love that too. And all I need is your sweet love and a little attention too. Cause I'm your lovesick puppy, baby, and I'm in love with you. Cause I'm in love with you, yeah. Throw your tantrums like a child and I'll fetch them all for you. You can even play me all night long and I'll give it like a fool. Just say that I'm your man or your little love puppy. Ooh. I could wait however long it takes for you to love me too. So call me in the middle of the night, I'll run to you. Me if I'd see the night, you know I'd love that too. And all I need is your sweet love and a little attention too. Cause I'm your lovesick puppy, baby, and I'm in love with you. Yes, I'm in love with you. Forgive me if I need you more than I'm supposed to do. It's something that I can't control, it's in my nature, boo. Don't even say that I'm your man if you never really wanted to. All of my love for you, yeah.
Thank you so much, Dad. That was awesome.
That was so good. Yeah. That was so good, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Next up, we have Anand Bhaskar. Hi, Anand. So, turning point in your life. I know we've done a huge story on it, but like, still.
I think I joined a little late, and somebody said that there have to be more than one turning point in everybody's life.
Yeah.
For me, I think the biggest turning point in my life, as cheesy as it sounds, was meeting my wife. Because up until that time, I my dream of doing music had died. It was dead. I was an advertising professional, and I used to think, I need to either have like a lot of money to pursue a career in music, or you need to be so poor that you've got nothing to lose, and you know, you can, you like, you sort of dive headfirst into music. And it was only because of her that I really like sort of became a little serious about my original compositions, and I started recording them. And you know, one thing led to another, and here I am, I'm doing music full time. And I don't remember the life I had before I did music, because that was a desk job. And like, no offense to people who do desk jobs, but for me, it was like dying every day. So yeah, so I'm very, very grateful for that. And had I not met her, I'd not be who I am today. So that's the biggest turning point in my life.
Can I just say, oh, okay. And could you play something for us?
Okay, so I am not, you know, in my own studio. I'm actually recording somewhere. And so I found this out-of-tune Gita Lele. And I know Praptoj is here, Kamakshi is here, and Nisa is here. And these are all people I am heavily, heavily musically intimidated by, just so you know. So this is going to be like very out-of-tune. I've tried to tune it a lot, but it's not like budging. So I'm going to sing a very simple song called Fana. I hope you guys enjoy it. Wow, this sucks. I'll sing without the guitar, Lele.
मैं जानू मेरी जा तू क्यों मुझसे रूठे है तुझे लगता है मेरे सारे वादे झूठे हैं तू समझे ना मेरे प्यार को मेरी जान जिगर तेरी चुप्पी मेरे दिल के चैन को लूटे है मैं तुझसे हूँ तू मुझसे मैं ये जान गया मैं तेरे बिना हूँ भूल बराबर मान गया मेरी हर पंक्ति के शब्दों की तू स्याही है इस राह के हम तुम दोनों ही हमराही हैं मैं हूँ फना तेरे बिना मैं हूँ फना मैं हूँ फना तेरे बिना मैं हूँ फना
That was
yeah, thank you so much. That was amazing. Wow. What? Intimidated and all.
No, I am. Like, I mean, I've never been this nervous singing my own song. And I feel like I have imposter syndrome, or whatever it is. I feel like an imposter every day. So you guys, I mean, Nisa, I've already spoken to you on Instagram. I'm like a huge, huge Nisa fan for sure.
Oh God.
We spoke what? About Sonia. We spoke about Sonia Serendipity.
Oh yeah.
And I thought you were a Sonia fan.
So,
thank you, Anand. Thank you. And thank you for sharing your music. It was lovely. And finally, I'm not going to say I'm saving the best for the last, but who knows? We have Aditya Narayan. I'm surely the oldest friend for the last. Hi, Aditya N. So tell us a little about what your turning point was and what are you singing for us today?
Turning points, to like the same thing. Like there's no one particular one, but the most recent one for me was last year when we all were stuck at home, and I was here on my own, and I was working on a show, ka score, and I just kept doing it, and I just got so fried. Eventually, I just started to do these lives and these very badly done our songs and all that, and then I got sick of that also. Because I just can't stick to one thing for too long. So finally, I started to make my own songs on a live, and I'm like for film, for commercials and stuff. I'm quite comfortable with that, but to make my own songs, the last time I must have made one was I think 2010, 2011, before I moved here. And then after that, every song I made, I junked. And I felt so, so scared and so intimidated. But then suddenly on those lives, I started to get good reactions. And I'm a sucker for like compliments on songs.
Attention.
Attention. On songs, yeah.
I think that's why we're all in the business, right? Like, I mean, yeah, at least sure. I know I am. I mean,
like, yeah. I'm not ashamed of it.
I love the attention.
For sure.
When I'm on stage, I love the attention for sure. I mean, no denying.
And when you made that song with Ishita, that Ho Jave Sara Titar Bita, what a great song. Just on the side.
I am surprised you've even heard it.
I have heard it many times.
I've also heard it. Hello.
It's amazing.
Yeah, 1 minute. Who else spoke?
Nisa just said she's heard it. So.
What you have? Oh my God. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So then, yeah. So while I started to make these songs on the live, I started to feel a bit more at ease because I think my most comfortable space is this room, and is to produce tracks for films, but I started to compose my own tracks, and they're very score-like tracks and very spacey and not, they don't have hooks. They're very string-based and orchestral. And then suddenly from one, I made another and a third and a fourth. And then I started to call this act Meadows and Rust. Meadows because I hope to write a positive song someday. Rust. Because I just write really like songs that just go like take me back in my head, which are pretty dark sometimes, and I didn't have a space to let that feeling sort of come out. So yeah, and so far I'm out with three tracks, and I'm playing the fourth one for you guys, which should be out soonish in about a month or two. This one, weirdly, it like I wrote it a while back, but it comes at a time when we're seeing so much, around the world which is going wrong. It's just a reminder to ourselves and to the ones who have all the power that we're all being watched and. We all have some amount of love inside us too. So let's try to get that out and hope to like take out the not so great things. This one is called Invincible. Can you guys hear the piano? And it's a very heavily produced orchestral track. But I'm just gonna sing the violin lines.
We are bleeding. We are the heart. We invincible, all of this is fallible. You are not invisible. All the pain is visceral. Mm-hmm.
The thing is, Narayan, I'm going to have to ask you to play a little bit of that again. Because people wanted to harmonize while you were playing.
Oh, wow. Let's do one thing. The song is not out yet. And it's been mixed. But why don't we just do one thing? Like, why don't we all just add layers to it if you guys are up?
If it works.
Yeah, for sure.
Go for it.
If you want those... subby vocal layers.
I'll do that.
I think
I'm not one to plug my tracks and stuff, but it just sort of occurred to me that if you guys wish to, I can just send you all the track and you can just add to it. And
so we do it right now.
Send the stems. We'll
do. And once you have all of it, you're gonna send it to me. Hello. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for coming for this and for coming together and for entertaining me earlier and even today and for singing so beautifully and just everything that each one of you does every single day. Thank you so, so much.
Listen, thank you for always being so supportive of us and musicians and always putting our work out there. Like, you've been doing that for such a long time and it's very lovely of you.
Your energy is incredible, man.
Chef Prateek Sadhu. He's someone I've known since I moved to Mumbai 3 years ago. And now that I'm back in Delhi, I'm glad I went for that one solitary meal I could manage before the pandemic began at his restaurant Mask. Forget the unquestionable taste of his food. I love the fact that they focus so much on the ingredients, its history and chemistry. A master at what he does also makes Prateek Sadhu a fortnightly columnist that people ask questions to. And as much as I pester him every time, he's never not had an answer that dealt with the subject in a simple, easy-to-execute manner. Listen on to what HT Brunch columnist Veer Sanghvi has to say about this talented chef.
If you're into food at all, you probably have heard of Prateek Sadhu. In some ways, he's India's most controversial chef. He's somebody I've known for a long time. I knew him when he worked for the Taj, he worked at the West End, he worked at the Land's End, he worked at the Leela. But he really only came to fame after he opened Mask in Bombay. Now the problem with Mask, and I was very surprised when I ate there because I really love Prateek and he's one of the nicest guys in the business and the food was quite disappointing, is that though there was this gap between the food and what I'd expected of Prateek, there was no gap in the PR. It had actually the best organized PR machine of any Indian restaurant. Had critics eating out of the palm of his hand. People who knew nothing about food were saying he was a genius. And then they spent more money than anyone else I know. And they hired Lotus PR in London. And he became internationally known. And I was always a little surprised because I don't think the food was that good. I don't think it deserved all this credit. And yet I knew what Prateek was capable of. I knew what a gifted chef he was. I knew what a nice person he was. And so I went back last month and I went and ate at Mask in Bombay. And I'm so pleased to say that I was just blown away. This is a chef now at the height of his powers. He's not doing that vague, bland international food he used to do earlier. He's doing Indian food, reinterpreted, modern, full of flavors, full of imagination, full of wit, full of joy. He is, in my opinion, one of the greatest chefs cooking in India today. And it's a surprise in a way because he's cast off the baggage of the past. And it's not a surprise because I always knew he could do it. I write about him in Root Food this week. Do read it.
We all wish we had a group of friends who lived as close by and were as tight as Monica Chandler, Ross, Rachel, Joey and Phoebe from Friends. The show How I Met Your Mother gave a boost to the hardcore romantics among us 90s kids. And Grey's Anatomy, you know, made us crave and, you know, try to find our person to mirror the bond Meredith Grey and Christina Yang shared on the show. And though there are a lot of things in these shows which may raise eyebrows today, I still find myself resonating with the emotional aspects of the show. Not that these were shows ahead of their time, they just mirrored the society or the perception of it back then. Politically too, it may seem that some scripts may have taken a peek into the future, like in the show Homeland, which portrays Afghanistan in a similar turmoil as it is today. Listen on as HT Branch columnist Seema Goswami explores the shelf life and futuristic angles of TV shows.
The more things change, the more they remain the same. I was struck anew by this thought as I began re-watching Homeland as part of my resolution to revisit all my favorite shows to see if they still resonated with me. And even though this show premiered 10 years ago, it really could have been made this year. The Americans were enmeshed in an endless, futile war in Afghanistan. Pakistan's ISI was playing both sides before betraying the USA in a spectacular fashion. The war in Syria was raging. Young, impressionable Muslim girls were being brainwashed to go join the global jihad, and much more in this vein. It was almost as if the writers of the show had time traveled to the present, read all the headlines in the newspapers and based their scripts on them. The Americans were negotiating peace with the Taliban. Yes, really. The refugee camps were overflowing with people fleeing the conflict in Syria. Israel was attacking Iran's nuclear scientists with magnetic bombs, and so on and so forth. I had the same sense of deja vu when I was watching my other all-time favorite series, The West Wing, which premiered way back in 1999. But even though we are now in the third decade of a new millennium, the themes of the show still seem current. One of the earlier episodes focuses on the border tensions between India and Pakistan, with the American president feeling worried about the prospect of a nuclear confrontation between the two South Asian neighbors. Season 5 ends with violence in the Gaza Strip, which makes President Bartlet try and persuade the Israelis and Palestinian leadership to come sort of settlement. Spoiler alert, he fails. As I said, the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Joining the Golden Jubilee celebrations of the HD Brunch podcast, we brought back two of our cover stars, Bindu and Ambi Subramaniam, who'd actually come together to talk about Indian classical music with their parents, who are renowned musicians, L. Subramaniam and Kavita Krishnamurthy, the brother-sister duo who also run a music school called Sapa together, often collaborate with each other. And for our celebratory episode, we got them to perform a little something for you. Plus, a sweet message from Bindu in the end. Hope you enjoy it.
Hi, I'm Bindu Subramaniam.
And I'm Ambi Subramaniam.
And we're really happy to be sharing our version of Bella Ciao from the popular Netflix show Money Heist.
And we're really excited that this features an amazing friend of ours, a gypsy musician from Hungary, Jeno Listas.
Sono usato, oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Una mattina mi sono alzato e ho trovato l'invasore. Oh partigiano, portami via. Oh bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. Partigiano, portami via che mi sento. Thank you. partigiano. Bella ciao, bella ciao, bella ciao, ciao, ciao. E se io muoio da partigiano, tu mi devi seppellire, seppellire.
So much for listening, and congratulations to the HT Brunch podcast for their 51st episode.
Have a great Sunday brunch.
The weekend is when you take a break from a hectic week, whether it's work from home or work from work. It's also a day to develop perspective on things by not just consuming news, but also analyzing it by listening to different points of views and figuring out what you feel about it. We hope we've been able to do just that with today's HT Brunch podcast. Feel free to give us feedback and suggestions on HT Smartcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or DM us directly at HT Brunch on Instagram and Twitter. To listen to more podcasts, log on to htsmartcast.com or suno Naye Nazariye Se. I will see you back here next weekend with another dose of entertainment that keeps things real. Till then, happy brunching, guys!
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.